Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti Barely, Veronica Entwistle, my wonderful co-host.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Ronnie. Well, I drag myself here, but I'm here. And tonight's show, Surviving the Energies, we're almost there. We're going to talk about what's going on and why we felt like someone should have gotten the license number of that truck. And trust me, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely got hit by it. Our show dedication tonight is to all the healers and empaths on the planet. May they all be healed, healthy, and at peace, and experience the love and gratitude that is held for them from the other side of the veil, as well as from Earth, and also from this side. Because I think you're all amazing, whether you are an official healer or an official empath. You know, I would say everybody listening to the show tonight is a healer. I've said this before. And, you know, we're going through it. We are going through it. Tonight, there will be no channeling. I'm still not back together, guys, and I'm not fully grounded. My boundaries are still down, but basically, for me, it would be really dangerous to do channeling tonight. I'm hoping that by next week, I should be in better shape. First for my sake, and then for everything else. And hopefully I'll be able to bring the team through comfortably. And please understand, it's not that they aren't wonderful. We're just having to completely redesign the way I do this in terms of boundaries and so on, so that I can continue the work and, you know, reach larger audiences and be a lot healthier doing it.
It's a lot of frequencies to run, isn't it?
Please. Excuse me. I'm still. Okay. Not since 1997, and there was actually an astrology piece that came out. I didn't pay much attention to it but I do remember sitting there thinking, well, the energies are similar to 97. What happened then? And I went back, and I had just died, and. And
that's not always funny, Jackie.
No, it turned out not to be very funny at all. And I just went on and thought, you know, oh well. But interestingly enough, from another healer that both Veronica and I know, somebody who's been doing this for 31 years, he told me that the last time this happened, which was in 1997. I didn't tie the two together until today, where the Earth made this kind of a shift. There were two very famous healers in the San Francisco area that died. So Saturday, I went to my wonderful chiropractor here in town because I was sick as a dog. And he told me that he was having some of the most powerful, you know, physically strong, you know, grounded healers, people coming in just sobbing completely in a puddle. A woman across the street from him, who is an empath that works with the police department, they had come to take her the night before an ambulance did. She completely collapsed. She was just done. This was big stuff.
And that was Friday?
That was Friday, yes. And and I want everybody to know about the show last week. I was sick last week, and I knew I couldn't do the show. And so I sent out an announcement that we were going to rerun a previous show, and there was a fire in Paradise Valley where the station is. They ended up having to evacuate, so the show never aired. So for all of you that tuned in and thought it was your computer, it wasn't. There was nothing on the air at BBS Radio last Thursday night. The best that I can describe, okay, and I'm still getting information on this. is that the earth released a rumble, if you will, of pain, a shift right from her heart. And that we as healers and empaths experienced it so dramatically that, you know, each of us in our own unique way. And Veronica, I know you've had a, I'd love you to tell everybody what your week was like.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that I've had, for the last couple of weeks, I've had a humongous assortment of family of origin situations and old friend situations. So I was kind of touring my past and going through tremendous mood shifts. I haven't been sleeping. I've got this weird buzzing going in under my skin. And then when you talk about, it's that core of the earth, isn't it? There's a kind of a fissure thing going on, right?
Yes.
And I was aware of that, but I did not make the connection until this very moment. I get this really fine, kind of strange electrical buzz going under my skin.
Right.
And I get kind of, and we'll get Bob to tell you about this, but I get kind of grumpy, actually, and very moody, and odd feelings like I'm being pulled apart and I can't bear being anywhere, like here or there or anywhere. Doesn't
right.
happen for a long time. It's more like undulances, you know, waves coming through.
That's right.
But that buzzing stuff's been going on for weeks, and it's stopping me from sleeping, and I think that must be, that is coming from this whole earth and atmospheric energy thing that's going on.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The,
painful.
Sorry?
It's been painful.
Well, and, you know, I know you so well, so I know that, you know, you have been dealing with tremendous family, as many of us have really
right up
been
from
dealing.
The roots.
What?
You're right up from the roots.
Yes. And, you know, this is the breaking apart of an entire belief structure, the whole foundation of what we have based life on Earth on. That we are our families, that we came from our families, that, you know, our families have influence. I mean, you know, this has been really the core of our work, certainly, is undoing those family contracts and relationships and hooks and chains and God knows what. And, but in order for the earth to shift, in order for us to shift, it is, in essence, a releasing of the way that we have structured, And along with it comes release of pain. And that's going to come out in different ways, and I have a whole list of things from people that have been, what they've been going through. It's also a releasing of codependency, which I'll go into later, which is an interesting thing because, you know, and we've talked about this before, but I don't want to get into that right now. We'll get into that a little later in the show. But this shift in the earth, and it's interesting you talk about the buzzing under your skin, Veronica, because it, in essence what's happening is we're shifting to a higher vibration and frequency, and everyone is going to manifest that in a different way. What's so unique to me or interesting to me is how unique each one of us are.
It's almost the way the elements work in your astrological makeup, isn't it?
I don't know. That's an interesting comment. I don't know that I could tie it to that, but now that you bring it up, it's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain that that has an influence on it as well. Very good point. I think also your lineage, your whole family structure, the kind of damage that you took on, the imprints you took on, I think it's all of it. All of it. And I think you're right in terms of probably your astrological makeup can have a definite influence or effect on it. I would agree. But, you know, that is yet to be proven to me because I'm just getting these stories in at this point, looking at them and going, oh, my gosh.
But it is a shakedown of ways we've held our identity that may not be authentic. I mean, it's really a shake-apart of some of that, isn't it?
It is a shake-apart of that, but it's also where we've held our pain.
Hmm.
Now, not only are we transmuting our pain, but we're also transmuting collective pain and obviously Earth's pain. And I think this was the piece that pushed us over the edge. Okay, this was the, as this rumble, this, you know, I see it undulating almost like in an earthquake. And for those of you that have been in an earthquake, you actually see, the earth undulating and buildings undulating. It's the most amazing thing, and that's how it felt. But it was like this releasing coming right out of the heart of Earth. And I'm just going to read a couple of things from people and talk about a little bit of them. I'll talk first about some of the symptoms. Lots of kidney pain. Lots of kidney pain, depending on how much family of origin stuff that you're transmuting, how much fear there's been, how strong the lineage has been, digestion, and also if you're transmuting for the collective. Digestion, huge digestive problems, heart, pancreas, lots of liver pain, rage. Lots of activity in the crown chakra. I've had people reporting that, you know, they literally feel their crown chakras, and it's very distracting for them as all this activity is going on in the crown, which I happen to be having, so it just makes me laugh. Back pain, tons of back pain. Cold-like symptoms, okay, that you can't really, because you're not sure if it's it. You know, I sat here trying to think, okay, it's acting like allergies. It feels like a cold. I've never had anything like this in my life, and I don't have allergies. Literally like the head filled up and then began to drain, the eyes running constantly, the nose. I had to just gob stuff on my nose and my face because my skin was peeling and peeling and peeling from... It was fascinating to me. Filling up of the lungs, a lot of heart stuff for me, a lot of heart chakra stuff. So I was really feeling the earth heart. This was real big stuff for me. And of course, triggering my own stuff. Again, it's going to trigger our stuff. One lady wrote, and she said, I'm being brought to my knees. And this is an amazing woman, okay, who has... She influences so many people. I'm being brought to my knees by all the external events in my life. I know it's directly related to your team and work. No, not totally, darling. My strategies and defenses have kept me in illusion, and I need help to fully embrace my feelings. My life is falling apart, and I'm afraid I can't handle anymore. Thank you for your attention and help. I'm grateful. And I was just, bless her heart. I got this one tonight, and I was like, and I'm sorry for laughing about this, please, because this really, to me, kind of synopsizes what a lot of people are going through. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, and attached to that illusion thing, we haven't really been able to stay that way, have we, in the middle of all this?
Attached to the illusion?
Well, when she was talking about the illusions.
Yeah, my defenses have kept me in illusion, and I need help to fully embrace my feelings.
Yeah, we're just not getting away with that anymore. We can't stay in our illusion.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is probably the biggest joke going, that we could even get close to staying, because like you mentioned, Veronica, getting grumpy and so on and so forth, those feelings are coming out right now, and they're going to come out one way or the other. And, you know, you could try, you know, it's you could try anything you want to try to hold it in. It's not going to happen.
No.
And I'm laughing because, you know, I always laugh, not as an observer of everybody. Listen, I'm going through this stuff myself. I always put myself out there as an example because I want you to understand that, you know, we're all in this together. Don't kid yourself for a minute. And the feedback I get from people is, thank you always for sharing what you're going through. It helps us understand what we're going through. And if you're going through it too, then we don't feel so bad. And I'm like, great. Okay, well, I'm a mess.
Not laughing at you.
No. I had one today, and she had, we were in the middle of a power retrieval, she had excruciating digestive problems Saturday, which was a real pivotal day. Saturday, and to the point where she emailed me immediately. Thank heaven I was my computer. I can always hear it when something comes in, and I was on the couch and flat on the couch. And immediately went over and printed it out, and she was in huge distress. And we went back in today and were able to make some major adjustments. She got relief right away, but we went in and made the adjustments that needed to be made in her experience today. Another dear, dear friend and client, she called today for her session, and I, you know, immediately, even though I'm in channel, I'm over here laughing because she sounded just like me, all congested. And you know. Another wonderful, wonderful friend and client has her symptoms seem to have been really paralleling mine with tremendous kidney pain, which has been a real ongoing problem for me doing the radio show and the sessions. Is kidney pain, of course, transmuting fear. And every time I go to the chiropractor and I say, will you please help me with the kidneys? And he just says, you're transmuting fear for thousands. And, you know, kind of gives me one of those, exactly what were you thinking looks, you know. And I'm trying to rework this, by the way. Lots of people feeling that they have to sleep. You're just getting exhausted and needing to sleep, or else feeling the opposite, like you get edgy, Veronica.
Yeah, I do.
You know.
I start moving too fast.
Yeah,
we've had to move fast in the middle of it all. So much is going on, you know.
Yeah, for a lot of people, tons happening. And you know, I a good friend of Ted, who you also know. Said to me, he worked on me the Tuesday night, and he just kind of was like, oh, my God, because my heart was, I was in really bad shape. And, I mean, I was making arrangements for my dots. You know, I, you know, had a dowry and everything and, you know, called my girlfriend in California and asked her to be the godparent to my dogs. I didn't, wasn't worried about my kids or anybody, just my dogs. And...
Got your priorities straight.
Absolutely.
Illusions, more illusions.
Yeah, right. And he said, you know, no matter what, when things are this bad, the best thing you can do is, you know, just do your sessions. Don't think about how bad you are. Or how bad it looks. Just keep doing your sessions. And it cracked me up, but he was right. Actually, I walked into the healing room Monday morning, and it's the first time I've ever walked in here with such trepidation. Normally, I bop into the healing room, I'm, good morning, everybody, and everything. I was like, oh, shit. Do I really want to do this? Am I going to live? Let's see, did I get to all of the, so I guess I'll kind of tell my story. I was already dealing with a lot of stuff anyway. I was not regenerating, and I knew it, and we were having a hard time finding the energy leak within my energy body, and it just, you know, so much was happening at one time. And, but I wasn't regenerating. And I, unfortunately, am very stubborn, and I tend to push, you know, forward in spite of that. I don't know what the hell I was thinking about with the fear thing, but when I go to write the title of these shows, it just comes through. And then I look at it afterwards and think, what the hell was I doing? So this has created a lot of learning for me about channeling on the air. This is, and not only for me, but what I found out is that this is actually, which I find so interesting, I found out last night that Kryon, who most of you probably know who Kryon is, K-R-Y-O-N, if you want to look it up, kryon.com or org, wonderful being, works with setting the crystalline grids and so on, and channeled through Lee Carroll and has spoken at the UN many times, brilliant channels, and would not allow Lee Carroll to channel over the media, radio or television, which I thought was fascinating. I just found this out last night. And that ban has just been lifted. And I was laughing with the person I was talking to, and I said, sure, I was the damn guinea pig. this is not an ego statement, but because I've struggled and so many beings were sent in to assist, it actually got to be fairly comical. So for me, what was happening is Diana Mann in Israel, who was Adrian De Vere's confidant, I talked with her, and, as she calls them, Star Brothers and Sisters, were coming in mass to work on me, and they came four different nights. I mean, it was unbelievable here for about a week. Galexis, who Ginger has a show on BBS radio channels, Galexis came in and worked with my team because part of Galexis has been human. I would say most of my team, not all, but most have not been human. And so what's interesting is I was getting one experience after the other at night, which threw me into even a greater healing crisis because I was getting so much healing. I'm sorry for laughing. I mean, it almost got to be comical. I'd wake up in the morning and my eyes were so dilated that there was actually almost no color to them. And so, of course, I have no idea what my blood pressure was, but I was really a mess. And but all this stuff was being downloaded, and then even Adrian De Vere went to one of my clients who called on the team and asked, what she could do to help assist me. And Adrian came to her directly and scared her, and Adrian's on the other side of the veil, for those of you that don't know. He was my mentor what feels like forever ago. And he just said, and he was around me constantly working on my body and making the comment that I was very stubborn. So, this has been a real interesting experience for me. What I've learned out of it is a whole lot about boundaries. But I came to something that through all this, it was very emotional because I got very, I don't know if during the dream state, if I died, if I just so much was coming in that it just shifted me to the point where I became very emotional. But I felt very light, very ungrounded, very close. I mean, the veils came down an awful lot. And very connected to the other side, very connected. And it just became crystal clear to bless everything. No matter what is happening, no matter what I'm experiencing, no matter what is going on, no matter who said what to who, to bless it. And things that I would normally react to as, being troublesome or aggravating, or because I don't like to have anything bother my work. I got subpoenaed again. It just drove me crazy. And I just immediately went right back to the now moment and blessed it. And stayed with that, because there's no point in worrying about anything other than right now. I mean, if anything, this brought me to such clarity about staying in the now moment. How about you, Veronica?
Well, I guess I didn't get quite as clear as you on all of this, but I am aware, mostly from what you're saying, I'm aware that being in the now moment right now is including that stillness that lets me feel the earth changes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Exactly. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about rattling through family of origin and past and all that stuff and the vibration under my skin. And the guides had told me, and when I was channeling, they were telling me that there was a grand fissure coming up through the core mantle of the earth, and that was going to create some really deep vibrational things. And I totally forgot about that till tonight as well. But I gather, just like
yes,
you're saying,
can you
getting
say oops.
Well, what else could we do about any of that? But if we were aware and let it sort of flow through our bodies, then it's a little more manageable than just thinking, oh my Lord, I'm dissembling here.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is true too. Yeah.
It is. Well, it both are true.
Exactly. And you, I have to say this, I had a wonderful power retrieval with a member of Family of Origin right at the beginning of everything going wonkaroo, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the work went on lickety, you know, I never missed a day of work. I don't know how. But no matter how much I was falling apart, the work went on. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you channel and you get up here in the healing room, and the minute I go into channel, it's so beautiful and so wonderful, and it's so, you know, I kind of snuggle into it.
And not like selling makeup on your high heels.
Yeah, right. The other thing that came really, really, really was no reaction. And it's not necessarily, it's absolutely necessary and no judgment. And if you have no reaction, no judgment, you will have no fear. Now that, and now believe me, I struggled with that with my physical body because I recognized as my energy was literally, it felt like it was just leaking out of me to the point where I could barely do anything. And I felt physically so horrendous. And I actually said to the chiropractor, I damn near crawled to his office. Hmm. And he's only a couple blocks away. I said, do I need to go to an emergency room? I mean, is that what you're perceiving? Because my friends were all very upset. And he said, it's not bacterial. He said, follow what your team's telling you, which is just to rest. And so I did, unfortunately, I don't have the name up here, but I'll try to have it next week. I did an incredible DVD. It was a Lazarus DVD, which I will share the name with you on. I had bought it months ago, never listened to it or watched it, and it turned out to be about fear. And on it, when Lazarus does a three-day, Saturday night is a healing night. And that meditation was on there. And I did that on Sunday. And working with Lazarus, Higher Self Soul, and my team came in, and they did the most astounding healing on me. I mean, it just really, this one really clicked. And very deep, very, very deep. I mean, it moves me even to talk about it. And it got me really clear, too, that our relationship, because, you know, we're working now with such an expanded concept of everything on the other side of the veil. But our relationship with our higher self, and, you know, I mean, I talk to them every morning in my soul and so on, but this was different. And asking them to come in and help me to shift, which is something I don't do. I don't, you know, I'm used to, you know, talking to the team. But interestingly enough, I realized that I was not including, even though I say the words, I was not dealing with it in an intimate way with my higher self and my soul. And that was a great awareness to me that I need to bring that in more for me. Now, I think every person has to decide for themselves. But, you know, developing an intimate, and I for years had a really intimate relationship with my higher self, And, you know, I you have to remember, I have a very active life here in this house, even though I live alone. There's lots of comings and goings with lots of different beings. But your higher self is there to help you shift and help you lift. That is what they are, the bridge between that and your soul. And, you know, it was a very beautiful, very loving, wonderful experience. I mean, I felt the shift immediately. So I encourage everybody to really, in meditation, start spending time bringing in your higher self, developing. There's some great material, Lazarus material, on developing a relationship with your higher self if you don't have one. I mean, we're not here to do this alone. But getting back to the no judgment and no reaction, and we're not talking about stuffing those, but making that choice to bless every moment, it did something for me. I had started that before I did the meditation with my higher self, but I can tell you that somehow everything shifted. It's what got me through it. And when you're not in reaction and you're blessing it and you're not in judgment of any experience, including family or family responses or family reactions or any of that, the fear can't come. There is no place for fear. That's what I got really clear about, for me anyway. How does that sound to you, Veronica?
That sounds really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was in the experience of judgment. I was just thinking how sometimes I got suddenly tweaked by a whole lot of past experiences, and I think that I, you know, when you go through a memory place, a place you haven't been to for a long time, and a lot of people that you haven't seen for a long time, you kind of get tweaked, you know. And I think I've been pretty good at staying on kind of ball bearings and not doing the judging, but just doing a lot of releasing.
That's really important. Yeah, if it's going to trigger, if it's going to activate stuff, release. You're right. Release, release, release. Now, you made an interesting comment about a family member and how your knees started to shake, which is, you know, a physiological response, which I thought was very interesting.
That's a fear response, too. I was pretty aware of
fear.
That.
That's why I brought it up. Yeah. I was waiting to see if you jumped on that one.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I remember that was before we did the retrieval on that person.
Yes.
And it shocked me because I didn't expect. That's what I mean. It's like having experiences sort of pop up. It's really hard to remember at the time to have no judgment, no fear, because sometimes the fear comes before the balancing force, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at least it tells you where your the old grenades of your past are hidden. Right?
Yes, it does. Mm. Yes, it does. And a grenade is a good description. Which, you know, kind of takes us into the whole codependency thing. Because that's one of the patterns that we're definitely breaking in order to step into our power, in order to be the map makers and magicians that we are. And it can kick our butt right now. And it's showing up with families. It's showing up in our work. And, you know, for me as a healer, this was a real, you know, having my son around, I constantly was dealing with the old thread of codependency. Because I'm a mother, he's my son, and regardless of his age, I was constantly dealing with, you know, is he okay with the choices he's making, this, that, and the other thing, because he's at a crossroads in his life. And it was incredibly distracting for me because I realized that I can feel his feelings. I'm an empath. So are you, Veronica? That's one of the problems we have dealing with people anyway.
And that is a huge problem. And it's also a real blindsider, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it can, as you said, stir, trigger constantly things, you know, where you would like to be at peace and nice and calm. It can constantly push your buttons because you're constantly feeling it. It's also triggering the codependency and the negative ego also. And the negative ego gets in there very easily, because it's a vulnerable place for us. Very much a vulnerable place. But this also bleeds over into our work. And so one of the great ahas for me, you and I talked about this, Veronica, this has come up in different ways, is trusting that we are doing wonderful work, that it's coming through us, no matter how we're doing work. And I want to be really clear with everybody, no matter what you're doing, if you're not actively in a healing profession and yet you know that your energy field is activating for others, it can trigger others. I mean, so many, and again, if you're listening to this show, you're a healer. Whether you're actively doing it or not. And healing can have many connotations here. Healing the physical, the emotional, awakening, all of those things are all part of the healing process. You may be an awakener, just your energy. You may just be anchoring a lot of light on the planet. When people come in contact with your energy field, it can trigger them. It can trigger them for good, or, you know, it can trigger their shit as well. Right, Veronica?
You bet, bringing up their shadow.
You bet.
You get real unpopular doing that. Hmm?
Well, you know, as long as I have figured out it's you, you're okay, as long as you keep moving fast enough.
Today's fast waves, we can keep going, yeah.
Uh-huh. But it also shows up with friends, family, lovers, wives, clients, and allowing and trusting that they're getting exactly what they need. Where the codependency comes in, and we forget this, is humans. Everybody has their own guides. It's not our job to fix it. It is our job to be a vehicle for as much healing as people are ready to receive, period. Now, that's a tough one, because we tend to, and I know you do as well as I do, Veronica, we get very involved with people we work with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
And the whole affection, the real love and caring, how they are and so on.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. because we love you, now, this is...
And feeling like you fail if someone really goes down a huge plunge, you know, it really isn't our business to make it a success or failure at that point.
No, and that, again, is very difficult, because we've been taught to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught that we are responsible, you know, and religion has taught us to sacrifice and be a martyr. You know, mm-hmm. and if you're not doing that, then you're not doing a good job. I mean, this is ingrained in the collective.
Yeah. And women especially. I know men too, but women especially. Everything for the children.
Exactly. And we translate that as well to the people that we work with, because we're nurturers. It comes with the territory.
I know.
Now, that can be a good thing, and certainly people love to be loved, and we love to love people. It's our nature. However, our real job here is to love ourselves, to take care of ourselves, and trust that people will get what they need. I'm leading up to this because I didn't understand Adrian's comment about how stubborn I was. Adrian's not happy that I channel on the radio. And just for you, for information, for people who are listening, neither Adrian nor Diana Mann in Israel were ever allowed to channel in public, which I thought was very interesting because the frequencies were too high. I just thought that was very, very, very interesting.
So have you figured out why you are able to?
Stubborn.
You don't think there's been a shift in the collective or anything?
Well, I think I have been so determined to be able to do it, but I take a huge hit every time I do it. This has been my particular problem. My crown chakra becomes very painful, and I pick up all kinds of crap in the crown chakra and in my body and in my emotional body. And and as, you know, this goes all the way back to when we did the shows on shame, where literally, you know, I started hemorrhaging 36 hours after the big show on shame. Now, ultimately, it was for me, you know, I blew out a couple of chakras and so on, and they had to collect pieces of them from the 14th, 15th, and 16th century.
You messed up time, girl.
Oh, God, yeah. I have this thing about being on the cutting edge. I think I go a little bit too far. But what I came to realize is that I was not putting up my shields. And the reason I didn't put up shields, I had a concern that if I totally shielded myself, that people would not receive the energy. Now, this is, you know, again, the nurturer versus the lover of self, okay, you know, where do you draw that line? Now, I've been putting up shields all week. People have had extraordinary, you know, sessions, and I finally realized that I went through all this stuff for naught. I'm still not there, you know, I still don't have them up, you know, permanently, and I still need to work with the team in terms of building them and, you know, gatekeeping and so on and so forth. But I'm very, very clear now that survival of self, because if I die, this is not going to help the work.
Right.
And so I tend to have to be backed into a corner before I do anything. But loving it. Now, this is not about shielding yourself from negative energies. It's not about anybody out there doing anything wrong, okay? What actually happened is that from the time I began this work, I was not protecting myself, and a piece of my energy was going out to every single client. And so what happened, not only the clients, but the people on the other side of the veil and the power retrievals, literally, I had energy kind of strewn all over the, you know, the planet and the cosmos. And yeah, I don't want to exaggerate here, but enough of it. It became a problem for all the beings last week that were coming in to work with me in terms of figuring out how do they get this back. Now, a lot of my clients literally felt that I was in jeopardy and contacted me, and they didn't know why. They just felt that I was in jeopardy. And, you know, had experiences where I'd come to see them or whatever. So I, you know, I'm very clear that there was some big work going on in terms of trying to reclaim a lot of my pieces. And now, this is, you know, as Diana said, you know, this came from our star friends. You might as well have had a big sign that said, "Energy here, take a piece." And they did.
The Jackie mosaic.
Yeah, and I mean, it was happening not at a conscious level. It's not like people were saying, "Oh, gee, I think I'll take a chunk of her energy." This is where we're not taking care of ourselves. Okay. And was it innocent on my part? Yes. Was it innocent on theirs? Yes. It's just we had to kind of, we're still in the process of reclaiming a lot of me. I laugh about this stuff, and I share it with everyone because I want everybody to be aware that it's important that you start looking at these things for yourselves as well. This is not for me saying, oh, gee, aren't I special? Believe me, I don't want to be this special, trust me. But what happens is because I open up so much when I'm dealing with these energies, I am wide open, and I have not been setting good enough boundaries. As I said, I'm working with the team so that we can do this in a way that everybody is going to get exactly what they need, and at the same time taking care of myself and honoring me, which, you know, I think is a really good idea. And you all need to be doing that for yourselves as well, including in your relationship with everybody, your friends, your family, clients if you have them, coworkers. Hello?
Hello.
Uh-oh, I'm losing my phone.
Okay.
At any rate, are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm going to run down and change phones and hopefully not lose the show. Hold on a second.
So I guess what I'm understanding is it's a way to deal with codependency is to be pulling back your own energy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For everyone's sake. For your sake and for the other person's sake, because it's not healthy for them either.
Mm-hmm. So it's a mini power retrieval on a daily consciousness level, like blessing.
That's correct. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That makes sense to me.
And hold on, I'm changing phones here. All right. I hope for everybody listening, those are my new puppies.
I thought that was the chorus of the music that you've got for background.
I'm not going to be as loud on this phone, everyone. I'm sorry, but this is me blowing the phone out. It was fully charged when we started.
Hmm.
Again, they don't want a little message from the team. Let's see. Yeah, a mini power retreat. That's a good point, Veronica.
Can I tell just a funny little story that happened to me?
Yes, go ahead.
Which is, I had talked about power retrieval or getting your power back from someone. I had a very long issue with someone who was basically mad at me, somebody I absolutely love and adore. And it's very funny because just before I was going to do a power retrieval on that particular person with Jackie and the team, a friend, a longtime friend that I don't hear from very often, happened to run into somebody at a ferry terminal coming back from a little island called Gossip Island. And this, as we know about chance encounter, she heard a story about this very person I had grieved over for about 30 years and had on a pedestal, even though I've done a lot of work on it, you know, because I'm, of course, spiritually pure and all that. But I worked a lot on myself. But what I heard was basically something that absolutely disconnected me from an illusion, back to illusions, that I had had about this person and this person's amazing persona. The whole thing devastated the reality that I had held in my heart. And it changed things. It sort of loosened me up, took all the straps undone, so I was really ready for the power retrieval. But it couldn't have been orchestrated better, could it, or choreographed?
Absolutely not. It was absolutely brilliant.
And I just think it's such a perfect example of how these bits and pieces are coming to us to flash in our faces so we can get our power disconnected from the other.
That's right, and retrieve those pieces, exactly.
And heaven only knows what he heard about me.
So
we don't need to know that part right now.
Well, you know, again, this is, I think, another example of how big this orchestration is for all of us to let go of all of our old belief systems, and there it was for you in a way you couldn't possibly miss it.
and just cracked my friend and I up. Like, is that a synchronicity or what?
Or what? I think it's brilliant. I loved it. Absolutely.
Metro Golden Mayer from the spirit world.
That's right. Well, and it, you know, here we're being forced to give up the way that we've held all beliefs in our lives, including our beliefs about money, family, prosperity, abundance. Okay. And in addition to that, you know, and I'm saying this to people who are listening, that your true purpose is trying to make itself known to you in any way that it can. So many people are still looking for, you know, what am I here to do? What am I here to do? What, you know, what is my great work? What is my great work? You're not going to miss your great work. There's too much going on the other side of the veil right now, people. Nobody's going to be left behind. This is where, if you stay in this now moment, if you bless, constantly bless the now moment, go back to your faith, go back to your trust without judgment, things will start unfolding so much more elegantly, so much more beautifully, so much more rapidly. The other thing is, in order for the earth to ascend as well as all of humanity, we've agreed to release all these old beliefs. And I think some of us have forgotten about this commitment. So I think it can feel as though it's being foisted on us, when in fact it's really happening exactly as we agreed.
Hearing that, actually. It's good to remember the plan or the,
yeah.
The goal. What's this all about? There's a goal here.
Now, I want to take a minute before we're off the air here. We had a brilliant session today with somebody who worked with us for a long time, wonderful girl, a woman, and wonderful, wonderful woman. And the team, she's been trying to put something together with children, and she has a program called What If. And the team came up with something that it just was so stunning that we were both just awestruck. And this is a program working with the new children, where they will have like a panel, if you will, and actually end up doing a reality kind of television show with these new children who will interview people of interest and focus in the public eye. Now, if you can imagine some of these 7, 10-year-old kids questioning, you know, with these ones that have come in, and they've come in with purpose. I've met some of them. I've seen them. They have real questions. They know why they're here. And I think, you know, America, I believe this with all my heart, is ready for something like this. Where the team went was to go from that into the United Nations of Children, where they would actually have representation in the United Nations as well as have their own form of United Nations. Their own ability to communicate with one another via the web through this whole program that Julie's putting together. And I wanted to talk about this tonight because if you have children that you feel qualify, that know their purpose, you can contact her at Julie Ann Halsey. And it's JulieAnnE Halsey, Halsey, at hotmail.com. And Laura, if you're listening tonight, I think Gregory, your son, is a perfect candidate for this. Please get a hold of her. If you didn't get the email address, I'll give it to you. I think you could work with her as well in helping put this together because of your involvement with these new children who I think are extraordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary. I don't have time to go into all the things that they're doing and what's coming through them, but so many of them are so ready now to come forward, and they are coming forward. These are going to be the children that are going to be the leaders of the new earth. And I really believe it's time to bring them forward. I think it's a really fascinating concept. Fascinating. What do you think, Veronica?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Right. I mean, I would be watching TV, watching these children. When the team said this, I was just like, oh, yes.
I think it's going to include somebody who's around 17 as well. It's just going to be...
It would not surprise me. I think that the ages will vary, but I think some of the young kids, you know, have as much to offer as some of the older kids do. and many, you know, discussions about energy, extraterrestrials, all kinds of things, politics.
Truth and stuff, integrity, they really seem to be great on that, don't they?
Oh, they're huge. They're absolutely huge. And I think people will eat this up with all the reality crap we're seeing on television. This is something that will inspire. So, Julie, I know you're going to run with this one, honey. I'm so excited. Finally, you're there.
How wonderful. How wonderful, Julie. Go for it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the support behind this will be absolutely extraordinary. And it just, when they came through with it, it was like I could feel all the cells in my body just vibrating, you know, going, oh, yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I think this is brilliant, and I think it's time. And there is, I mean, I know that Mary Rodwell in Australia is working with children who, there's a girl who's drawing drawings that she does that she has to watch television draw with her non-dominant hand, took all these drawings in with other experiencers, she's an experiencer with other experiencers who've been abductees. The other children knew how to put all her drawings together to create this whole drawing that was a history of the cosmos.
Ah!
And so that's kind of an example of how ready they are.
Exciting.
Anyway, and sign off. I will not say any longer a piece of me is in you because I'm trying to get all my pieces back. I will say that. What
send
is
them in after the show.
Huh?
Send them back after the show.
Yeah, what is created together is forever intertwined. We all are one. We are all working together in the conscious and dream state. Veronica, and I love you all. Veronica, tell about your radio show, please.
Oh, Radiance by Design, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Next week I have two interviews. Paradigm Shifters is at 5 o'clock, but the West Coast Dowsers Conference is coming up around July 4th weekend, and I'm interviewing people that are giving talks at it. And it's all about different ways of using energy, and these are amazing purveyors of energy healing.
So, fabulous. That sounds wonderful.
It's fun. It's wonderful.
All right. We love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know we're running over.
Be well, Jackie. Be better.
Oh, I will. And thank you all. And Ronnie, I love you.
Love you, too.
Talk to everybody next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.